are listening to the co-production podcast brought to you by Cine Europa and Eurimage. I am Domenico, and in today's episode, we are discussing the co-production of Under the Naked Sky, the first feature film written and directed by Dutch director Lilian Sibesma. And to speak about this collaboration between the Netherlands and Belgium, I have the pleasure to welcome the two co-producers of the film, who are about to introduce themselves. Starting with you, you are the majority co-producer, Herman. You are representing Revolver in Amsterdam. Tell us about you and your production company, please.
Yeah, my name is Herman Boelens. I'm producer at Revolver, Revolver Films. And we are a production company for film and documentary. We operate mainly on international co-productions, could be in a majority position or could be in a minority position. Our main focus is on stories on drama, so to say, international drama, so stories which are layered, which tell about our surrounding social and natural environment. We are a production company which might be known for the production of Love and Friendship, which was a minority co-production from our side, but it went well into with the box office. We produce in an average about two films, one and a half film a year, and two documentaries a year. We also work together with a lot of young talent, Dutch talent mainly, to introduce them to filmmaking or documentary making.
Thank you. Also with us today, we have the pleasure to welcome Ellen. You're the Belgian co-producer on the project. Tell us about you and Serendipity Films, your production company in Flanders.
My name is Ellen De Waele. I'm a producer from Belgium, and my company is called Serendipity Films. We have a lot of in common with Revolver Amsterdam, Rotterdam, sorry. My company is based in Belgium, of course, and we co-produce mainly feature films and documentaries. Often, really around socially relevant issues, which is very important for us. We also produce short films. So we help the young talent getting into the industry and making great films. So we recently produced Dark Rider, which was a documentary about a blind guy in Australia who really wants to win the world record of blind speeding, which was quite a hefty project for us. And furthermore, we have also co-produced Pink Revolution very shortly, or recently, I mean. And we are now in development on a few projects, as well as feature films, as documentaries. Serendipity is specifically known for Death of a Shadow, a short film that we made in 2013, and which was nominated for an Oscar for a short film, best short film, and we won the European Film Award for this short film.
So can someone tell us a little bit about the story of the film, so we know what we are talking about?
Under the Naked Sky is written and directed by Lilian Sibesma. She's a talent, a great talent. She told a story under the naked sky, which is about a young girl of 11 who grows up with her mentally disabled mother on the campsite of her grandfather. And the grandfather weakens, so the young girl realizes that she is outgrowing her mentally disabled mother, and that she has to go on a path of her own. But the film is a momentum during a summertime when the grandfather weakens and the girl is balancing on her loyalty to her mother, but also on her future prospects. The loyalty to her mother acts like quite from a primitive level. What works in a relationship with a daughter, she tries to repeat that all the time, with drawings, with kind of a play, with kind of a talk. But the young girl in the summertime on the campsite gets more connected to her grandfather, and but also to people on the campsite. Indeed, she realizes at a certain point that this is a point that she reached a point of no return, that she needs to continue her life.
It's a very original story. Where did it come from? Is it personal? Is it based on true events?
That's the great thing. Lilian Siebesma, she wrote it, thought of the subject herself. She just met some people, a mentally disabled mother, and she realized that this was a story worth telling. So she just started writing, and with her first draft of the script, she already won the Visser Nederlandia Award, which is an award for the best Dutch language script of Netherlands and Belgium. And of course, from that moment, which was in the very early stage of this project, from that moment, this project was greenlit by a lot of partners, by financiers, by Ellen, luckily. So this was also always been a very fortunate project, and we are now close to finishing the film and are, confident that audience, that it will reach the audience we are targeting to.
So were you two with your respective production companies had already collaborated in the past, or is it the first collaboration?
Well, Ellen, this is the first collaboration between Ellen and me. Ellen knew my colleague Raymond van der Kaai as well already, so the companies were known. But Ellen and me, this is our first cooperation. And
it was actually Kirsi, a colleague of Raymond, who brought us together. I remember it perfectly. We were at Rotterdam Film Festival, and she told me the mood board. She showed me the mood board, and I was really flabbergasted because it was such a great board already in that early stage. And then she told me the story, and it's a deeply humane story which really fits into our catalog, and where it's so important to show this, because this girl really seems, she at a certain moment she really realizes that she is indeed outgrowing her mother, and that is really a very specific theme which I think has to be shown to the world, because it's a very rare story in a way, you know.
And how did you dispatch the collaboration between the Netherlands and Belgium in terms of financing, but also in terms of production itself, like the shooting, the post-production? Can you walk us a little bit through that?
On the financing, we received funding from the Flanders Film Fund, and we also had tech shelter money. And then, there was Eurimage.
But with Tech Shelter and also with VAF, there are conditions. So how did you fit those conditions? Did you shoot part of the film in Belgium? Was it just the post-production or some actors that went collaborating on the project?
We had during production and post-production collaboration with Ellen, with Belgium. The film is fully shot on in the Netherlands, in the forests of the Netherlands. But our HODs for clothing, sound, on set were Belgians. And in post-production, of course, we had editing in, we had editing in the Netherlands, of course, with the grading.
And one of the main characters.
One of the main characters, indeed.
Johan Lezen, who is a famous actor in Belgium.
Yeah, he plays the grandfather, indeed, yeah.
And what is the budget of the film?
1,450,000. The film is financed through the Dutch Film Fund, the Dutch Production Incentives, and indeed, of course, as Ellen explained, the VAF and Tech Shelter. and that together with Uri Maasjes. Uri Maasjes came on board quite late because our application was quite late because we wanted to shoot the film in summertime and we did not want to wait a year. So we started off with a budget without Uri Maasjes, and after the application we were able to expand in our production value, in shooting days, and also in editing process. So we're very happy that Uri Maasjes was on board.
And how much money did you receive for the fund?
200,000 from Uri Maasjes.
So I guess the shooting was impacted also by COVID. Were there any other, because you said before that you were very lucky on this project, but there are always problems when you have to collaborate on a film and shoot a film. So can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that you met during the production and the shooting?
Yeah, COVID was a real challenge. We shot in the dark times of COVID. There was a peak in an explosion in casualties at the time. Luckily, we were shooting in the forests, so all cast and crew had to stay with us and did not go home after shooting day. So we were kind of isolated, and then we could protect ourselves better for infection from outside. But of course, production during COVID means you have to create bubbles in a closed set, around the set, traffic transport and all that. And that's a production, that's a second production. And of course, you have experts doing that, testing every day. Everybody who comes to the set needs to be tested and 1.5 meter distance, as you know. So there were the dark times of COVID. We produced this. We had quite a few casualties, we had, how do you call that, people who got sick from COVID before production, so during pre-production. So we were quite, afraid that we would be hit during production, which would have been a disaster, of course. But luckily, we did not. Get any problems during the shoot. And I must add to that the Dutch Film Fund gives a lot of support of to productions shooting in COVID times. Also, when you compare it to other European funds, the Dutch Film Fund indeed gives a lot of money for the extra cost you have on COVID spends.
And were there also measures taken by the WAF during those times?
Yes, for majority productions, indeed, but for minority productions, not. And I haven't been on set, unfortunately, because of COVID.
It is known that the French-speaking part of Belgium is often collaborating with France or with French-speaking Canada because of the language. Here, you guys happen to share, the bulk of the same language, even though we know that Flemish and Dutch are not exactly the same language. But can you tell us a little bit how it facilitates things and if it counts also for the audience in terms, for example, of distribution, if it opens the territories a little bit more for the film to be seen?
Well, I think as speaking as a Flemish audience, I think we have a very broad kind of way of working around languages, because most of the Flemish people speak like two or three languages, and so we are very flexible at that. We're very we can basically tell and read in different languages, which is, of course, a very interesting given. For me, I really love languages, so I'm really happy that I'm in Flanders, because we get projects from everywhere in a way.
But do you feel that in terms of the film traveling, because I guess the film was shot in Dutch, do you feel that it's limiting the chances of the film of traveling abroad? Not in festivals, of course, but distribution is always tricky, and especially in this time for art house film and independent cinema. Have you been thinking about that, knowing that you too have the gift of language and you have a lot of facilities with that, with English, for example? Is it a discussion that you had at any point during the production?
During the preparation, indeed, of course. Huh? Luckily, international audiences get more receptive to subtitling to foreign languages other than English, also other than French and Spanish. So that's also the influence, I think, of the streamers who accept foreign languages more and more. And of course, as you know, there's a big distinction in potentially festival films and cinema films, theater films. Under a Naked Sky is a film which typically needs a premiere on an A-list festival, and then spread around to other festivals, and also to cinema.
Do you already have a sales agent on board, or are you already actively scouting for one?
Well, no, we don't at this moment. Of course, there's two ways of finding a sales agent, either in development phase or when the film is finished. In the development phase, we thought like we wait until the film is finished because it is a Dutch language film. But then COVID came along, of course, and now it's quite difficult to find sales agents because they are overcrowded with films for sale.
And also, they have to get used to the voice of the director because it's a first feature, and nobody is expecting first features ever, except when they make a landmark. And I hope that this film will make one because I understand the visual language of the film is also very strong.
Yeah, and that's of course always the case when you talk to producers. We would always say that our film will easily find its way, but I have never been more confident than with Under the Naked Sky. It's really a beautiful film, and it's also not a typical Dutch film. It's an international film appealing to, I believe, and I hope so, international audiences.
What are the next steps? The film is almost finished. What is your strategy starting from tomorrow?
Well, we've now submitted the film already with a working copy to Sundance, to Berlin. Next, of course, going to be Tribeca, Cannes, so the really big festivals. It might be that we release in summertime, of course, with Venice or Toronto. But of course, as you know, these are all the A-list festivals we like to premiere. The Dutch premiere and Belgian premiere will be hopefully after a international premiere of the film. And when we now finish the film in December, that means that Sundance and Berlin are very welcome to invite us to premiere with them. Well, for me, it's very nice to see Lilian indeed being a first-time director. It's very nice to see how a new director develops. And also with, she wrote the story, so she knew the story to her veins, so to say. She knows and still knows exactly what she wants to tell, how she wants to tell it, how in her opinion it should be done in sound, in grading, in image, of course. And then she enters with us into production, shooting days, and then she finds out the haste, the difficulties of production, of shooting days, the rain when it's a summer film. And then I saw her changing from being too considerate to the others to a person which told herself, like, no, I wrote the film. This is my film. It needs to be done like I want it. And in the same time, Lilian is a very likable person. So she still could explain to everybody, to me, to the team, to the crew cast, what she envisioned but she became more directive, and that was great to see. And she's one, I think, one of the biggest talents of the Netherlands.
Yeah, she's an amazing talent.
So what you just described is her momentum, just like the momentum of the film for the main protagonist. It's already time to conclude this conversation. If you enjoyed this episode, you should subscribe for more. Just look for the Co-Production Podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, or any other podcast platform that has your preference. We are everywhere. I want to thank Creative Europe for supporting Cineuropa over the years, and Eurimage, of course, for backing up this podcast for the second season in a row. And of course, Herman and Ellen, thank you for accepting to be our guests. Please keep collaborating and making films together for us to enjoy. Bye-bye.